A study published this week by the world's sea level experts shows that unless emissions from the burning of fossil fuels are cut drastically in the very near future, 20% of the global population could find themselves living in areas at risk from rising seas. Here in Bonn, two scientists have been analysing satellite data to find out exactly how global warming is contributing to sea level rise. There's more to it than melting ice sheets. I caught up with them at the University of Bonn.
Hello, I'm Jürgen Kusche. I'm a professor at the University of Bonn in the geodesy department, and I work on sea level for a couple of years now.
My name is Rudolf Riedbroek. I'm a postdoc here at the same chair, working also with sea level using mainly satellite data.
You said mainly satellite data, but in general, when it comes to measuring sea level and estimating likely rise in the future, how do you do it?
So there are two main measurement techniques. People use so-called tide gauge measurements for centuries already now. That's basically a stick, like a rod that you put into the ocean at some harbor, and you observe the height of the sea over the years, and we have some of them over 300 years now. So we have really long time series now. The other important technique, since the 90s, we have what we call satellite altimetry. That's a technique where we have satellites passing over the ocean once every 10 days or every 30 days. The satellite measures the height of the ocean, and from these height measurements we can deduct the change of the height and the changing sea level.
Okay, so how does climate change, planetary warming, affect sea level?
Generally, if we have an imbalance in the Earth's radiation balance, then we have excess heat which has to go somewhere. And about 90% of this heat will go into the ocean. In going in this ocean, it will actually heat up the ocean, and then the ocean will respond to this by expanding.
And then there is a second factor, because climate change heats up the atmosphere, and with the warming atmosphere, the glaciers and the ice caps over land are melting. So we know that in the Alps, several of the glaciers are already gone, and this water will eventually end up in the oceans. And the same goes also for vast amounts of water that is stored in groundwater over the continents right now.
Okay, a complex business. You've just published the results of a study about sea level rise. Can you just summarize for us exactly what you found out?
Okay, in this study, we show that the share of sea level rise that is ascribed to the ocean warming and not to melting of glaciers is probably almost twice as big as people thought before, based on ocean measurements.
Now, twice as much, that sounds like quite a lot.
That's a big number, but you have to consider that the ocean is a vast space, and it's very difficult to measure ocean warming, really. It's not like the bathtub. So for assessing the warming of the ocean, you need instruments measuring temperature. You also need to measure salinity, and you need to do this in three dimensions, so down to the ocean bottom. And that's where we really have trouble with traditional instruments, because very few of them really go down to the ocean, which has an average depth of 3,500 meters.
So why is it important to know which factor is accounting for how much sea level rise?
On the one hand, we have those volume changes on a global sense. If we look at global expansion of the ocean, this is an important climate indicator, because it tells you something about the energy which has been absorbed by the ocean. On the other hand, melting from glaciers are interesting, because we would like to know if those glaciers are melting with what rate. And of course, in the future, it's a very important question of on how much more melting can appear due to glacier melting. So knowledge of those glacier melting estimates is really important.
So we could say that our observations right now and what we found out in our study can be used as a calibration of models that are used for assessing the future.
So how relevant is this to the ordinary person who is thinking about whether sea level rise might have some implications for him or her in decades to come?
Well, this kind of research will improve our ability to predict sea level rise for the next decades. So I think many of these ordinary persons will be affected by this sort of research. I mean, it is this sort of research that should advise governments and coastal planners. It's important to have observation systems in place, and it's important to have modeling efforts going on. So I think this will affect many people living in coastal areas.
Are there any particular regions who would have to worry more than others, given what you have found out about rising sea levels and the role of warming?
Sadly, yes, and in particular those regions which are quite far away from the melting sources. So, for example, a particular hotspot is the Philippines, which see a larger effect from glacier melting, and on top of that, also a larger effect from volumetric expansions, thermospheric expansions. On top of that, again, there is many more storms which occur in that region. So a recent study, we didn't do that, but a recent study actually mentioned that the occurrence of storms is more probable with warming waters.
At this moment, we could say that the Philippines are getting the worst of it because the oceans close to the Philippines are warming up. It's the Pacific Ocean. Also, we know that the Indian Ocean at this moment is increasing in heat quite a lot. We can't really be sure that this warming will continue for the next 50 years, but there are natural cycles in the ocean, but at the moment these regions are getting quite a lot of warming.